all my life, I have striven to be master of my own destiny. Here, I feel it slipping away from me. I have become a stranger to myself.
Eugene, has anyone else seen you like this?
Pumpkin, I know it's difficult, but you have to stop calling me Eugene.
Actor Ian Holm in The Emperor's New Clothes. A veteran of the British stage, Holm first drew wide attention on film with his Oscar-nominated performance in Chariots of Fire. He's made a career alternating between small independent films like Terry Gilliam's Brazil or The Sweet Hereafter and big box office hits like Alien and most recently Lord of the Rings. In this new film, Holm takes obvious delight in playing the dual role of Napoleon's stand-in, the disheveled deckhand Eugene, and the haughty emperor himself.
What are we going to do,
sire?
Well, he looks nothing like me.
Sire.
Look at him. He's gone to seed.
Well, it's too late now. We'll just have to make do.
Very good, sire.
At 5'6", Holm has a Napoleonic stature. And indeed, this is the third time he's taken on the role of the emperor.
I'm too old to play him again, so I guess this is the final one. But if you stick a tricorn hat on somebody and put him in a uniform, he's going to look like Napoleon, as long as he's not 6'3". So that there's nothing specific that I used in discovering the character of Napoleon. The joy of doing this movie, for me, was the fact that, here is the despot, here is one of the greatest men in history, put into a real situation, i.e., he brings all his military expertise to bear to sell melons, for instance.
If we act swiftly, we can turn these weather conditions to our advantage. Two, the terrain factor. Paris covers a wide area, and we have only minimal forces in the field. Haphazard effort will fail. We must determine where the lie of the land works against us. Long, quiet streets, too much time lost.
The markets, too much competition.
Sorry. We shall therefore focus on zones that present us with the maximum concentration of population and the minimum supply of fruit.
Regarding the first, we can mark the most frequently used access routes. As regards the second, children will be sent out at dawn to scout the terrain.
Remember, we conquer or perish.
It's a real situation, and it's something that, and of course people don't know what he looks like. They didn't have television sets in those days. So, he keeps trying to persuade people that he's the emperor, and they just laugh in his face.
Nobody believes him.
No. And as I said before, this is, the joy of seeing him being cut down to size, if you like, in a real situation is what I think makes the movie work.
You've been described as an actor who loses himself in a role, in a character, so much mm-hmm. so that people might not necessarily even recognize you from one film to the next. First of all, do you think of yourself that way?
Yes. I like to think that I do. That's what I do. That's partly why I became an actor. I think it's why most actors become actors, because they're shy introverts and they like donning other characters, sinking themselves into other characters. It's obviously much better than being a quote-unquote movie star, because I think, I would find walking down the street and having people scream at you or shouting at you or clapping you on the back or whatever would be intolerable.
The last movie that many people probably saw you in was Lord of the Rings, which, of course, was a huge film.
Phenomenal.
So is it very different for you appearing in that kind of a film that gets the kind of publicity that's surrounding it that so many people go to see? What does that do in terms of your profile and that sense that you just described of kind of wanting to hide?
You can still hide. I hid as Bilbo. I don't think I look anything like Bilbo. But it's different. I as a preference, I think I would probably tend to go for small independent movies like Emperor's New Clothes and another film that I enjoyed very much, Joe Gould's Secret. These kind of small films that just slip onto the scene and they either get discovered and, people will say, this is good, and it has a further life, or they disappear. It doesn't really matter. But the big, mega-megas like Alien and Fifth Element and, yes, as you rightly say recently, The Lord of the Rings, and that's only part one. I'm not in part two, incidentally. I come on at the end of three. to be associated with something like that is just incredible. It's phenomenal. And also filmed in the most beautiful country in the world. Sorry, America.
And that was New Zealand, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about your stage career as well. You left the stage for a while.
Yes. I left it. I didn't intend to leave it, but I had to leave it. I had, I suppose, what you call is, a loss of nerve or stage fright or whatever. But for some reason or other, and it was in a play that, oddly enough, it was one of the best things I think I probably ever did, The Iceman Cometh, Eugene O'Neill, which we were doing at the Old Witch Theatre in London in the 70s. And I just cracked up and suddenly couldn't face an audience and disappeared for quite some time.
You walked right off the stage, is that right?
Well, I didn't actually. I mean, there was a gap, a small scene change. And I said to the astonished stage manager in the wings, I ain't going back. And they said, what? And I said, no, I can't go on. So they brought the curtain down, an announcement was made, the understudy went on. It was very unpleasant. I don't recommend it. And as I say, I was off for some considerable time, but fortunately I was able to be employed in the other two media. And, of course, if I cracked up in front of a camera, then I would have been in real problems. Then I discovered movies, or they discovered me, and I was able to work in movies.
Have you returned to stage?
Yes, yes. Somebody asked me, they said, what would it take for you to get back on the stage? And I said, I really don't know, but I suppose if Harold Pinter wrote a new play and wrote a part for me, it would be an offer I couldn't refuse. And he did. So, I mean, I couldn't refuse it. And the reviews were excellent, and they say it was like Rip Van Winkle. Who is this guy? Where's he come from? Because I've been away for so long. And then Lear is something that you hope it's not the end of your career, but it's supposed to be the sort of apogee, the zenith, the height of your career is to attempt Lear, And Sir Richard Eyre, the director, came to me and said, I've always wanted to do Lear, but the timing wasn't right. Now I think it is, and I'd like you to do it. And I said, okay.
Did you have any moment of real apprehension or hesitation before you went on stage again for the first time before an audience?
No, well, the first time before an audience, actually, I was in bed. No, I didn't. It was well rehearsed. The Pinter play was extremely well rehearsed. And I had, as I said, I wondered what all the fuss was about. I had absolutely no qualms whatsoever. So it was, I'm pretty sure, the official medical diagnosis was a chemical imbalance. I think it probably was that. And I took the pills and got over it.
You've said you thought you might head into old age playing smaller and smaller cameo roles in films. Does starring in a movie like The Emperor's New Clothes allay such fears a bit or lift you above?
Well, it does, but, I'm not a leading man. I never have been, and I certainly probably will not be up ahead. But, I mean, to be given the opportunity of playing the role of Napoleon at 70 is not bad. And you just, it's a realistic approach. You know that you're not going to get the big roles anymore. It temporarily allays the fears of because all actors, of course, think they're never going to work again once the job is over.
You sound like a man who's now pretty comfortable with where you are in your career, both on stage and in film.
I am. I've been extremely, inordinately lucky, I think, in my life and my career. I've never done another job, which I regard as, in a way, it's better than getting a knighthood because, it's almost unique. I can't think of any other fellow thespians who have not been a waiter or something else. But when I joined the profession, and I guess I was about 18, 19, I've never done another job. So that kind of speaks for itself, and I'm very proud of that record.
Well, thanks very much, Ian. It was fun talking with
you. Nice talking to you, Lynn. Thank you.
Actor Ian Holm, he's currently starring as Napoleon in the new movie, The Emperor's New Clothes.